Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, I like to keep it locked in when the show starts, and then Landfill goes right before he turns us up. No more talking about JP's sweet ass. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia.
Oh, my Lord. You all are all crazy.
Points north, south, east, and west. I believe, Brian, this will be the last time from this tent. Brian and I are broadcasting from Ashburn, Virginia.
Yeah, get the electricity on,
I'm
man.
I'm working on it.
I need these Honeywells working.
I have sent the text, B.
I need these Honeywells working.
Yeah, we need these fans working. It's a warm day in Ashburn.
These are the new Beamish and Finley fans.
Yeah, official.
That's a write-off. That's a tax write-off.
Exciting news that I want to make sure we announce. Shout out to the Junkies for tweeting this out. At 12:30 today, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn will be joining us live in the tent.
Yes.
Now DQ is no stranger to this heat. He's been out here every day coaching. He also goes full pants, long sleeves every day. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, but a lot of players and coaches on the field, I've noticed that for years now. They all wear long sleeves.
Bro, Anthony Lynn yesterday, and yesterday was crazy hot. I swear that Anthony Lynn yesterday was wearing, like, jeans or khakis or something.
I think they feel that since they're not running around, if they wear stuff, they sweat, and that gets them get their sweat on.
Well, Hoffman had this theory years back at Richmond, and I think he's on to something. If it's 94 and humid, you're going to be hot and sweaty no matter what.
Yeah.
If you have a long sleeve shirt on or a short sleeve shirt on. So I think for a lot of coaches, they take kind of how much time they're in the sun very seriously.
Yeah, and that's true. You need to worry about that. But, like, you know, we're sitting in this tent right now, and you said, oh, it's not as bad as yesterday. Well, I'm sweating like hell, but, you know.
Brian,
everybody don't get up and dip in the cold tub.
The cold tub
like
feels
you did.
Good, man. Shout out to my wife.
But nah, it's I'm looking forward to it.
But Brian, there's a dude I want to. We have learned on this planet that generally, when Mother Nature decides to show you she's boss, right?
Always.
And there's a lot of like real serious situations that are terrible.
Yes.
The hurricanes and earthquakes and stuff like that. But last night, I got to credit this dude. Did you watch the Nats game last night? Stood up to Mother Nature and just said, I see you're throwing haymakers. I ain't worried. You can't knock me down. I want to credit this guy. So, Landfill or Jeff, did you watch the Nats game last night?
I did not. I did see that Cruz hit a home run, though.
He did. His first home run. Dude, they took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees.
Yeah.
Eat it, Jeff.
Yeah,
officially.
Jeff, eat it, son.
Yeah, eat it. Yeah, Jeff, how you feeling? Eat it.
I know. Go ahead.
I told you were the cooler.
Go ahead.
You are the cooler. Jeff. The Yanks come to Jeff to
the
D.C.
The Yanks should give you money to not come to the game.
They lose 2 out of 3.
Yep,
Mackenzie Gore gets out of his funk. But the dude I want to highlight here And this could be our official baseball coverage on 106.7 The Fan, brought to you by T-Mobile. There was a dude sitting behind home plate. And I took a picture of this and I tweeted it out. And I got so many responses because I think so many people were equally stunned by the amazing act of this dude last night. And I read this morning, because remember yesterday we were debating kind of, is this the hottest day of the year or what? I don't know that it was the hottest day of the year, but I saw this from Capital Weather Gang, that yesterday was the hottest day of yesterday.
Yesterday was the hottest day of yesterday?
Like, yes, for August, for whatever day that was in August. Yesterday was what, the 28th?
Yeah.
Was the hottest August 28th ever. Since 1988.
Okay.
Like, yesterday was,
so it was a hot one.
It was a hot one.
Yeah, Jeff, we finally got that stream. Thank you.
And this dude, last night, sitting behind home plate at Nats Park. And you know you could see the people behind home plate at Nats Park.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, to me, is a legend. Mother Nature threw her fastball, and he just chilled, sat on it, waited for it, and hit it out of the park.
What do you have on?
A coat and tie.
Hey, he was working.
Yeah, that no.
He was either working or he was entertaining some folks, and he had to be in a certain look.
B, I'm telling you. So I have since a lot of people responded to me. This dude is a boss.
Did he sweat?
His name's Rusty Linder. He is a DC kind of icon, charitable businessman.
Yeah, he was getting some money for some people. That's why he was dressed up, though.
He might have been giving money. He's the kind of dude that isn't looking to get it. He's giving it at this point of his career. I just got to say, Rusty, I tip my cap to you for you to wear a coat and tie. And B, this was the eighth inning. Like, he wasn't just out there early. And you know me, like, when we have to be dressed up for work and then we get done, like, my tie's coming off.
Yeah.
A lot of times my jacket's coming off. This
should keep your jacket on, though.
This dude
high as the pits.
Is a real G. I just was.
Rusty?
Rusty Linder.
Good job, Rusty.
We salute you, sir. You stared down Mother Nature. Mother Nature tried to give you the brush back from the plate,
you, Rusty,
and you stood your
don't
ground.
Don't do it too many times, because she'll throw one little fast curve strike of lightning, and your ass will be gone.
I'm telling you, that dude is a legend.
Mother Nature wins whenever she wants to.
That's true.
Believe that.
All right, B. It was after we were on the air yesterday, but obviously.
Your boy got signed, huh?
Noah Brown is a dude, as soon as I saw him hit the wire, I thought made a lot of sense for Washington. We will get to talk to Dan Quinn about that at 12:30 when Dan Quinn joins us. I think this move.
Did he not fit the waiver?
Yeah, he's stuff? A vested veteran
okay.
at this point.
So
he's a free agent. You don't have to. He doesn't have to go.
And then he gets his choice on where he wants to go.
He gets his choice.
There you go.
I don't know the terms, but when you have choices, typically you have. A little bit of leverage.
You have choices, and probably someone talked to you probably before you got released and said, hey, man, we want you.
Or as soon as you got released.
Yeah. Soon, whatever, however it goes.
Here's what we know about Noah Brown. Last year for the Houston Texans, he had 33 catches for almost 600 yards, 567 yards to go with three touchdowns. Now, a lot of that came in a few games, I believe, when Tank Dell and Nico Collins were out. But it doesn't matter to me.
Hey, but because, they were out and he produced.
Right. He proved he could play. Week 8, Houston playing the Bucs. Hey, man, I know a team playing the Bucs in about 10 days.
Huh.
He had 6 catches for 153 yards with a touchdown.
Mm.
Week 7, Houston playing the Bengals. 7 catches for 172 yards. Okay.
So the man likes averaging 20 plus yards per carry.
Yeah.
Per catch.
Last season, he averaged 17.18. He had he had 567 pass receiving yards in only 10 games, B.
Damn.
You know, now.
That's doing it.
We got to figure out if there were some injuries. I'm trying to track somebody down from Houston to come on the show. That may
could it be that when those other two guys were out there that they just basically went to him more often? And,
sure.
And probably he wasn't the target.
What I like here is this is a dude that is 6'2", 225, so a little bit more size than they've got right now. Although I guess Luke's probably that size. Was drafted by the Cowboys. I'm curious if you'll like this. 7th rounder that is now in his 7th NFL season.
I love that.
You're a grinder.
That's the story we talk about where, you know, that's why I get so annoyed by, in this town, we all just always just talk about first and second rounders. And we act as if if you're not a first or second rounder, that you're not a possibility. Let's be real. A lot of guys get drafted first, second round. They get drafted because they went to a certain school. Okay, a lot of them ball the hell out, but a lot of them get that natural reputation or they get the attention because they're at certain schools. These other guys that go to these smaller schools, they don't get that look. But when they make it, you know what the other guys do at the small schools? They have to work every damn day to get any attention from the NFL. So when they get here, they continue doing what they've always done. The other guys, sometimes they continue doing what they've done, and then you find out that that guy that went to the smaller school could be as good as he is. And they went out.
Well, he went to Ohio State, so it's not like he went to a small school.
I'm just saying, when you go to certain places, you don't play. And let's be real, you come from a bigger high school. When you go to college, you get more looks.
Sure.
That's just how life works. When you come from the more prestigious type entity, you're going to get much more praise than a guy coming from another place.
Now, there's a few things I want to say before folks get really excited. I believe Noah Brown had options. I believe Noah Brown wanted to come to Washington, most likely because he saw an opportunity to play, right? I think if you're Noah Brown and you're coming off consecutive 500-yard seasons and you look at the receivers on Washington's roster from last year, you would immediately be the second most productive guy. And sure. Jahan Dotson is gone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Noah Brown last year, I believe, outpaced Dotson from a straight yardage standpoint. I'll look that up and just confirm it real quick. But, Dotson last year had 518 yards on 49 catches. So that YPC is far less. And that was in 17 games, mm-hmm. right? So Dotson played all 17, 49 catches on 83 targets. Do that math. That ain't great. And 518 yards. He did have four touchdowns. Brown, in just 10 games, 33 catches, 567, 17 yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Brown, I get why this looks ideal. Not to mention Jaden Daniels looks like a pretty exciting young quarterback to maybe work
Damn,
with.
Skippy.
Especially if last year you played with C.J. Stroud, who was a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
He also was at Ohio State with McLaurin. I'm sure there's some level of relationship there. I don't know that would sway this thing one way or another.
Well, you know, when you get ready to go to a team and you want to find out, you reach out to your buddies, you know what
sure.
I mean? And if your buddies tell you great things, and if it's a guy you truly trust, which I would believe that most people trust here, that could sway you.
Now, Adam Peters did say yesterday, so Dan Quinn and Adam Peters spoke at length, and Adam Peters said, he's like, you know, generally your team's not going to get a whole lot better or worse this time of year. Generally, your team is your team. So I do think on some level we should temper expectations. Like, I don't know that anybody needs to order a Noah Brown jersey quite yet, okay? Injuries have been an issue. He missed seven games.
Got some Ohio State fans in this area, though.
What's that?
Got Ohio State fans in this area.
Ohio State fans are everywhere.
Okay, so.
You ever been in Florida?
There's going to be some Noah Brown jerseys, boy.
I feel like there's more Ohio State flags in Florida than.
I might have to just buy me a jersey per week.
For what team? What player?
Player, any player. The players that I like.
Who would you start with week one?
I don't know who I'll start with just yet, Jay. You know, you like to put me on the spot a lot.
You're the one talking about jerseys.
I say I'll just show up with, you know, but I probably couldn't do that. If I show up with a jersey and say it's because people I like, and then the ones I don't wear, they're going to be a little upset. So I'm just going to wear a jersey right in the inside and marker. I'm going to write the number in the inside.
You started talking about wearing a jersey, so I said, what jersey? And then you said,
I thought, which jersey you going to start with? Because now that's going to tell everybody, that's my favorite player. It might not be. I may wear number one. You know why I would wear number one? Because I used to wear it in college. Who's wearing number one now?
I don't think anybody. We did have some number switches yesterday. Your updated roster has Mikey Samristil still got to zero, and he spoke to us yesterday.
Did we talk about that?
Sure. We talked after practice to Mikey. He said, you know, zero is something that's really important to him because he always considers it, like, whenever there's negativity. I think the theory is, like, you know, in multiplication, mm-hmm. if you multiply
anything times zero, it goes right back to zero.
Right.
That so means you're a bad dude. You can wipe everything up.
All the negativity, all the haters multiplied by zero, it's nothing. That then means Marcus Mariota is going to 18. Now, Mariota's worn 8 for much of his career. He talked to us after and said how the number 8 is important to him, so throwing a 1 in front of it's kind of cool. And I asked him, I was like, did you ever talk to Brian Robinson about number 8? And he's like, nah, that man right there can have his number. Which I thought, you know, Mariota's a veteran. He's been in the league a long time.
I like 8 and 18, too. That's my birthday, 8-18.
There you go.
68, see? 8-8-8.
A curious one, and I don't know, you played in the NFL a long time. You've probably seen a number of number switches. Cole Turner had been on this roster for 3 years as number 85. He got cut, signed back to the practice squad. He's now number 88.
Yeah.
88 has been available, and Martavis Bryant had 88, and he left. Maybe, I can't remember if Armani Rogers maybe had 88.
If I keep getting released in 85, I don't want that number anymore. I'm trying to change my number.
All right.
That's all that means.
That's that simple.
Like, hey, when I start looking at it, that's not very you know, much of a positive thing, so I'm moving on to another number.
Something that was a lot of fun, I guess Armani Rogers was wearing 88. We got to talk to both Colson Yankoff and Tyler Owens yesterday, the two undrafted guys that made the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And both those guys, the mix of, like, gratitude and humility and excitement, and both guys said, you know, I love kind of knowing, like, who do you share the news with? And Owens said he called his dad, and Yankoff said he called his family, and just, like, mm-hmm. I imagine Blanche Mitchell, once upon a time, you called him when you knew you were on the team.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, what that moment just has to be so significant.
It's a special moment because I think when we look at things a lot, we automatically we look at the guys that come from the bigger schools and things like that. But, hell, more than likely they're going to make the team when they came in a higher round. But when you get someone drafted seventh round or undrafted and things of that nature, then they go out there and they start fighting for it. Just like I always say, a person who earned their money and a person who was given some money, the person that earned the money respects it even more.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So those guys that are drafted later in the draft and undrafted, they respect this more. I think that's a bigger story to me than a guy first round to make the team. They were going to cut you after they gave you all that damn money. You know, but I love seeing those stories every year because I've been in locker rooms where guys were – from fourth round on, a lot of fifth, sixth, and back when I was playing 11th, 12th round, and you get in the locker room, and the question has always been, why was he drafted in the first round and that dude drafted in the eighth round? Because this dude is light years better than the first round dude. You know, I see it a lot. And normally it's because of, a lot of time it's just the reputation of the school and where you came from and things of that nature. But once those guys get there, look at both of those kids, Yankoff and Owens. They were balling.
Yeah.
And every day they
Owens
came out to work.
Isn't that big of a story because that dude's been on the team for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, his level of play has been such that it's like, oh, yeah, Tyler Owens, he's on.
But see, the thing of it, though, when we had different talks and you hear people and they mention his name, normally when a guy names get mentioned, they start to read the press. That dude got better. He kept producing. He kept putting some more plays out there. I've said it for a long time when I used to do the shows at Comcast. I always say, get your name called. You know, and you can do that in two different ways. You can get a positive call or a negative call. And all he did was get called positively in practice. Players talking about him, fans starting to recognize him, coaches discussing him. And as soon as you get in the game, the dude makes a play every damn time. He's always around the ball, always making tackles. That's the type of guy you go, look, I don't know why he was not drafted. But he's going to be on our team. I'm not letting him go.
Yeah, I love it.
So,
well, B, you won't believe this. So my mom's listening to the show down in North Carolina on the Odyssey app.
What's up, Mom?
And the dude we talked about earlier that wore the coat and tie at the game last night, Rusty Linder is the name. My mom,
Rusty Linder. Can he lend us some money?
Perhaps he can, but listen to this. My mom just texted me. I worked for the Linders when Bonnie, my sister, was a baby, my older sister.
Wow.
She said that was probably the father of the guy you saw at the game. They made their money. They were two young guys going through law school, working at night, parking cars.
Damn.
And they realized there's some money in this parking business.
So apparently, they got some parking lots.
They bought their first parking lot at the Tiber Creek Pub, which I don't even know where that is or if it still exists. They then realized, hey, real estate might be the move here. She said they were so nice to my mom and my family that Mr. Linder, when my sister Bonnie was born, got a silk baby blanket as a gift.
Damn. But, you know, but
she said they took care of their people and treated them well.
The moral of that
story. How cool
story,
is that?
That's
great. And it goes right with the undrafted free agent
But
guys.
The moral of that story is all the people that claim they can't find something, look a little harder. It might be right under your damn nose.
You're damn right.
There you go.
Speaking of under your damn nose, I went to Wegmans yesterday, leaving here.
Uh-huh.
Got out of here kind of late because they had a late afternoon practice. I'm checking out, and I look over, and it's Colson Yankoff and Luke McCaffrey just checking out at the self-checkout in at Wegmans. Nobody recognizes them.
Hey.
So I said, what's up to them?
I talked with I was talking with Senate. Senate's mom and dad were like, he does not like the spotlight. So I was wondering, I'm gonna keep looking at both of those guys, all three of those guys, those two plus Senate, to see how things change.
The funniest part, the same way you and I, like sometimes you hit the wrong button and the lady has to come over and help you with the self-checkout, same thing happened to Luke McCaffrey. And this dude at the same key after them was like, JP? I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, hey, I love your coverage, love the radio show. I was like, oh, thanks so much, dude. He's like, I'm a huge Commanders fan. I was like, are you? He's like, yeah. I was like, did you notice that was Luke McCaffrey and Colson Yankoff in that kiosk right before you?
He's like, nah, they're new guys.
No idea.
Got to figure it out a little bit later.
All right, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters had a long press conference yesterday, answered a lot of questions. Let's figure out what they actually said next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. You heard me talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Well, I have something a little different for you now. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get down, get funky, get loose. All right, Landfill. I'm down to get funky and loose.
Here for
good morning to everybody.
Who is that, Jeff?
On the chat, on the YouTube stream. Good morning, especially to Deborah Bell. Always pleasant. She claims to be our only female listener. We appreciate you, Deborah.
She's loyal. I know that.
Yeah, we'll take that. All right,
Jeff, who's singing that song right there?
I like that. Do you know the answer? Because I don't know.
Jeff's not here.
Manfield probably. Oh wow.
It's early for Jeff to be taking a field trip. I hope his stomach's okay. Good morning, Landfill.
TP.
We had a lot to talk about early, so I didn't get to say officially good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
I want to start because I really like the way he phrased this. And it Dan Quinn, getting to know him, getting to learn his mannerisms a bit now for, hell, we're 6 months into this thing now, B. He is a guy that is all about, like, it's easy to say the process has become kind of, like, overdone in terms of how everybody talks about things, but he's a guy that's all about the journey and understanding that perhaps the physical movement from point A to point B is not exactly linear. Levy, let's start just
not a straight line.
Let's start at the very top. Number one, DQ explaining kind of how he feels about getting through cut day.
Adam and I, we talked a lot about the weight of this week, and it's nothing compared to honestly what a player feels. But we bring this up because it was also really cool to hear how many players so want to be here, and so that's like one of the cool things that you realize when you're going through this process. And so you balance the hard week. And then also how thrilling
we'll
it is.
Stop that, and hopefully, Landfill, let me. You want to try a different one, Landini? Okay, let me know when you have that ready. But basically what Dan Quinn said was it feels like the puzzle is starting to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And when they addressed the media yesterday, I think it was 3:45, the Noah Brown news emerged maybe around 5:30.
A little later, yeah.
They knew what was happening, though.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, it is a puzzle coming together.
Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of speeches, and I normally use that analogy. That's one of the things I do. I tell people life is like a puzzle where you get to a certain portion, and you have to try a piece. You think it's going to work. It looked like, and then you try it. It doesn't work. And you just put it to the side until and you find the other piece. And that it doesn't mean that part won't be a part of your life or you're part of your team. You got to figure it out a little bit later. And that's exactly what they did. They started this thing off with a pile of damn pieces. And all of a sudden, they're starting to get closer and closer to it. Right now, they probably still aren't completely done with it. It may be just a few pieces still not in place.
Well, I don't know. Unless you're the team holding the Lombardi in mid-February at this point, mm-hmm. I don't know that anybody thinks they've got every piece in place.
Well, just the team that was holding the Lombardi in February. What are they doing? They're still trying to put theirs together.
Right.
And that's the whole thing where you have to – I think what we have to understand, and this, I know you mentioned it about we got to pump our brakes a little bit because every time we sign somebody, people start getting, like you said, Ashburn syndrome.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs have won the last two Super Bowls, and they are still getting rid of people and adding people to the team. And if that team is doing it, and the 49ers were in the last, what, three or five Super Bowls, and they're still adding and putting people. What makes us think that we can get one person that's going to change the whole damn gamut? You got to get a little bit more of that and build it to a point. And then once you get there, you're going to still have to be tinkering with it every year. When we won a Super Bowl in 91, you think we just showed up the next year and did absolutely nothing? No. You still have some more people come because what happens when you win it? People want your players.
Sure.
So if they take your players, you got to start adding some people. And normally the people that are going to come in may not be at the level that the person that you just let go.
Well, and Adam Peters, Standig asked him a good question Standig asked a big picture question. And frankly, I was part of the press conference. I feel like a lot of us tried to get kind of big picture answers from Adam Peters, myself included, and he didn't really bite.
He's not going to bite. Well, I've watched Adam. Adam is so damn smooth and cool,
right,
bro.
Right.
He'll answer your question, and you'll be like, yeah, I got it. And then you go back, and you're like, damn.
So Ben tried to ask him something like, hey, a lot of folks have wondered if there is a big adjustment coming. A lot of fans have wondered if you might trade for a player on your former team. Now, obviously, he's talking about Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
To which Adam Peters just kind of visibly laughed. I think that is – much like Josh Harris on Sunday night when he spoke before the preseason finale, he officially put to bed all of they're changing the name back to Redskins.
Yeah.
I think Adam Peters, with just that little laugh and scoff, officially put to bed the conversation around trading for Brandon.
But I think also, Jay, even if they were still thinking about that, he's not giving you nothing on it. You know? And I think the ultimate thing is we can keep asking. There are people out here that are so good that you never know. You know, you go play poker, you find out that guy that you're like, damn, does he change? His whole look looks the same all around. He doesn't smile. He doesn't frown. He's just like stoic. And I think that's how Adam plays it. But the ultimate thing, they give nothing. I know I said it the other day, and Nikki was like, I don't like that. I was like, I like the fact that they don't leak nothing. You don't know nothing until it happens.
A couple other ones. 48 tried to get him. 48 said something like, do you anticipate making any major moves before the season? And Dan Quinn just laughed. He's like, define major. That's too easy. Like, these guys, they were ready for this presser. And over,
we've seen GMs and coaches in the past come up, and they say they're on the same page, and they were nowhere close. These two dudes right here attached at the damn hip.
Totally. And then one area where I do think we got something, and I didn't mean to bother him. I wonder if I did. But I asked, because they had just traded Ridgeway like an hour, maybe even like minutes prior to the press conference, right? And Ridgeway ultimately ends up being a pick swap. They had to send Ridgeway in a seventh. They got a sixth back, right? Now, Jahan, Ridgeway was a significant contributor last year that you're sending away for a pick swap. Jahan, you sent Jahan in a fifth to get a third back. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of fair to call that a pick swap. Peters didn't like that. He said, I asked him, hey, you know, you're sending players that were significant contributors out for picks. Was there any consideration about getting other players? And he said, I think you look at all the options when you do that and you have conversations back and forth about what you're getting for compensation. I think certainly Ridgeway was a pick swap. I disagree with you a little bit with Jahan on a pick swap, but we got some good value for Jahan. Mm-hmm. And if it's the players that help your team, then you definitely consider that. In our estimation, the trade that we made was the best value for us. And if there was players that we thought could help us in the short and long term, we would have considered that too. But in the end, we thought this was the best deal.
Yeah, but he got a third and he got two sevens. And if you are smart, you can work those two sevens and then make that third look even better. You know what I mean? Because later on, just like right now, they're positioning themselves getting more picks, more assets. When they go later on to try to add some more people to this team, those things become valuable. You know, I get a player or I get a position and then I can give you these extra things. It's going to work for them in the long run. That's their plan, I would say.
I think Adam Peters told the truth there. I think a lot of fans, and it must have been the day you were flying to California, because we did like the first hour of the show after the trade. I didn't even give out the number. People were just calling and mad, right?
But see,
because there's this perceived notion of value as it's tied to a first round pick.
But that's
and I think the value did not, the market did not exist that fans thought should exist.
Fans have to understand that all first rounders are not created equal. You know what I mean? They are not created equal. Just because you're drafted in the first round, after you play a few years, your value normally goes up or down a little bit. And I know we go by the positioning, but ultimately, if you are not the guy that they were expecting you to be, if the rest of the league is like, your value drops. I don't care what those numbers stipulate, but if the rest of the league are not gung-ho about getting you, your value is going to drop.
I think I appreciated that when I just feel like he told the truth. Like he said, we got good value for Jahan. When they have that third rounder this fall and it's a top 100 pick and who knows what these guys will become, but Brandon Coleman, Luke McCaffrey, right? Like these are the types of players you're talking about. You know who was a third rounder? Fred Warner.
Yeah.
Who was a third rounder? Terry McLaurin.
Yes.
Like,
see, the thing of it, and I listen, if anything that we ever get people to think over this airwave, I want people to start understanding. You can find a damn superstar at any round or even not drafted. Let's not think that the only way you're going to get good if it's a first or a second rounder. You can find them other places. Some people miss. I mean, let's be real. They miss. My buddy said he saw Jaden Daniels in walking in the mall, too, and people didn't recognize him. That's blind people.
They didn't recognize Jaden?
Hey, Rich, that's blind people.
If you're not recognizing Jaden,
then you're not really a fan.
Well, you know what, though? He's been wearing those glasses lately.
I don't care what
he
wears.
Hat on.
If I see him, I'm here a lot, and I'm around.
You and I are going to recognize
him.
Yeah,
but like, we've seen him a lot.
All right, John Keim joins us at 11 a.m. Dan Quinn at 12:30. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now's the time to switch to Rude. Take advantage of Rude's $2,000 tax credits. Maryland residents can even score exclusive rebates from Rude. I personally switched my house over to Rude, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rude.com to find your savings. That's Rude, R-U-U-D.com, to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't right.
If you think I rant about no beer being sold in Montgomery County grocery stores, you should have just heard the conversation I just had with Brian after getting my my first allotment of Montgomery County and State of Maryland property taxes.
Did I give you a solution?
Move.
Sell more beer in the stores. You probably wouldn't have to charge your damn constituents so much money.
Ah, agreed there, Brian. I think what you just said is really valuable for folks to understand, that a lot of people were mad about the Dotson trade not getting enough, and a lot of people were mad that he went to Philly. Yo, if they could have sent him to Seattle or Houston or Jacksonville,
yeah,
like they'd love to send him somewhere else.
But
that was
what?
The best offer.
They weren't offering what Philly was offering. Sometimes when you make a decision to move somebody, you have to go with the best offer. And the best offer is what Adam them said was his best for the team. Because they feel that I Adam Peters is probably looking and saying, look, I'm good enough to work this 3 and these 2 sevens into something that's going to be worthwhile.
Hear, hear. I think, you know, I really believe that since the Dotson trade, there has been a real – people can take this however they want it, because Dan Quinn, Adam Peters yesterday, they said repeatedly, hey, our plan is to win and compete. Like that, there's no way. Dan Quinn. Brian, you know Ken Norton, right?
Yep, I know him well.
You know him pretty well.
We competed a lot.
You think there's any chance his, when he gets to Tampa for week one, that he's thinking long-term 3 years from now, roster rebuild?
Hell no. He wants to win that game.
Hell no. Brian, you know Larry Izzo pretty well. I think you fist-fought him 20 years ago.
We just had a little shoving match.
Sure. when you look at Larry Izzo's eyes, he's got crazy in there.
Yeah.
You think Larry Izzo, when he gets to Tampa week one, is going to be thinking about the 2027 season and what this organization could be on the precipice of?
Larry's not thinking about that. What's coaches and players think about winning now.
Winning now.
Yeah, that's why Adam's job is to fix it for the long haul. Their job is to, let's try to win this thing now, no matter who we have.
Jason Simmons is a friend of yours, defensive pass game coordinator. Yep. I watch him put these guys through drills. You think he's focused on anything but beating Tampa week one?
Make his team better and win.
Undeniably, these guys are taking the 53 players they have, plus 17 on practice squad, to go beat some Buccaneer ass.
There you go. The Yuccaneers.
Whether or not that happens, that's in God's hands. That's the will of the universe, right? But the players in that locker room, the coaches on this staff, plan on winning now.
Totally.
Period. But I do think there's been a real reminder to fans, yo, they went 4-13 last year. When you go through some of these analytical, numerical models, the modeling doesn't look that great.
Yeah.
Vegas only has them for 6.5 wins. Mm-hmm. They do play a bunch of teams that made the playoffs last year. Like, what is improvement for Adam Peters and even Dan Quinn? Because he's part of this, too. Like, Quinn is focused on week one, but is also looking
at this. He understands the long haul.
Right.
He knows he got to crawl before he walks.
I do think the last week has been a real reminder of, all right, man, Jahan's got to go. The Dotson trade doesn't make them better for that Tampa game, but it makes them better long term. They also realize we want a different person in this role, right?
Yeah.
Sending away John Ridgeway is because they're going to run their defense different, and they want to give Phil Mathis a chance, and they don't need two big-bodied, you know, pr- primarily lined up over the center or the center guard gap guys.
Yeah.
And you got something back for him. Now you got an extra six. You know what you can do with two sixes? Maybe move up to the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more options you have going forward, the better. And I think that's what these guys are all about.
But I think the ultimate thing is, at this point, we don't know what the picks that they picked up is going to end up being. Suppose the third that they got ended up being another Terry McLaurin. How about those two sevens end up being a fifth or a sixth?
Sure.
And they get somebody that could go out there and play 8-9 years for them. I think the thing of it is, you know, we have to understand that, and I know every time we always talk about, well, like when guys don't have a name or a reputation already, we go, oh, man. But those guys, when they started off, they didn't have names and reputations either. They grew into that. And you have to give it a certain period of growth time to become the team you want to be. But we seem to want, as soon as you plug one or two people in, oh, we're perfect now. No, we're not. They got to build their chemistry. They got to get their camaraderie going together, and they have to grow. And that normally is going to take a year, 2 years for people to start doing it. And then as you can keep having the people enter and people leave out, now it stays for a long time. Instead of what we used to do, we always go find old players from other teams. We give them all the money. And then we never, ever let the younger guys even grow and get ready. I don't think this organization, the way they're doing it now, will be doing that.
I think Harris understands. We can't be as bad as last year, but he didn't talk about playoffs or bust or we're going all in.
Can you imagine he say that? The fans, boy, like some of these fans go love that, and then they'll be judging him harsher. Sometimes you got to be truthful and let people know what you're trying to do. And if you happen to end up being much better than what you think and you get into the playoffs, then that's cool. But don't come promising that on the first year.
Adam Peters said something really smart yesterday because they didn't claim any people on waivers. I don't think they were too enthusiastic about the people available on waivers. He said it's really hard to add good players at this point because most of that happens in March and April.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean Noah Brown might come in here and help. Some of these practice squad guys might come in and help. But, like, you're not – we said this really at the end – at the beginning of training camp, kind of at the end of the draft – there might be some tweaks, some changes. You never know, a trade can happen. But by and large, this is the team you got.
Yeah. Like, a lot of the waiver players are exactly what you have on your team. People that you know have to take a little bit more time to get there. You know what I'm saying? It's normally guys at a certain period of experience, and that experience is normally 2-3 years in that range, to where you still have time. You got to grow. So why would I get rid of the person I've already started to, you know, mold into what I want and then go get somebody else, and somebody else was trying to go somewhere else. I got to break that down to start getting them on my path. So maybe, just maybe, I'll wait just like they did. They waited for Noah, a guy who had the right to go wherever he wanted to go.
Yep.
And he wanted to come here.
You know who has the right to go wherever he wants to go?
Who's
and
that?
Wants to come here? John Keim joins us next. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.